thank you for joining us on another rendition of Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, out of Denver, Colorado, and the autumn is beginning to make itself known across the high country. As I rode through the Rocky Mountains this last weekend, a couple of aspen trees had turned color gold and beautiful in the high country above 10,000 feet. And what a glorious fall it will be. In another 3 weeks, the aspen trees will be blooming for their final laughter into the winter season. Before that happens, though, we've got beautiful weather. We've got all sorts of possibilities, and it's always a pleasure to be with you on these Tuesdays and Thursday nights, and I thank you for joining us across the nation. And hopefully tonight we're going to bring you some of the news out there. We're going to talk about graveyards being used as home sites by illegal aliens. We're going to talk about Muslims in New York public schools who are now using American taxpayer money and taxes to fund public schools that teach all in Arabic, which ought to curl your hair, or if you don't have any hair, it will curl your toes. And we've got trucks coming into the United States from Mexico, every kind of truck, all kinds of 18-wheelers, and if you think that they can't even get across the passes in the wintertime in just four wheels with a bunch of illegal aliens in the back and the vans, can you imagine what they're going to do when they start driving 18-wheelers? And, of course, you all know about the Newark massacre and the various other big problems that are going on across the country. Tonight we're going to be talking to Jan Herron, a fellow columnist of mine for the Magic City Morning Star, and she's going to give you some new ideas, but I'd like to share with you some very good quotes that you all sent in. And Bob and Kay from Delaware sent this one in. If there must be trouble, let it be in my day, that my child may have peace. Unquote. Thomas Paine. I think Thomas Paine, of course, wrote those fantastic letters in his time, created a tremendous change of consciousness. Thomas Paine was one of those men that I revere a great deal. In fact, that I hope that much of my writing is much like Thomas Paine's in his time that is now in my time. So the quote is by Thomas Paine, if there must be trouble, let it be in my day, that my child may have peace. And I hope that you feel the same way, that you're going to take action in your time, this early part of the 21st century. What's happening to this country is so beyond scary, so beyond frightening, so beyond everything that we've ever conceived of, that the great melting pot, the rational population, immigration policy that succeeded for 231 years is now being washed into the sewer, being washed into the past, into the dustbin of history, and it is really going to affect our children if we don't stop it. Another quote by Pastor Butch Paw, when evil men make bad laws, righteous men disobey them. I hopefully think that's on the sense that we make good laws and that we obey them because they are good laws, and hopefully we defeat those laws which are literally corrupt or otherwise not worthy of the signature of the United States Constitution. Each and every Tuesday, Thursday, we bring you some ideas, some points, and some websites. And these websites, I hope you'll continue to go to. If you'd like to get to be a 21st Century Paul Revere Ride supporter, go to 21stCenturyPaulRevereRide.us. Check out the T-shirt, and you can order one. And just state your name and your size, and I'll get one to you. Check out Frosty Wooldridge. P.O. Box 207, Louisville, Colorado, 80027. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with our guest, Jan Herron. Thanks for joining us on Connecting the Dots.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us here at Connecting the Dots. My guest tonight, Jen Herron, at this point may not be able to join us because we're not getting her on the telephone, but the producers will keep ringing and hopefully she comes on board. So in the meantime, because my mother, Vivian Elaine Wooldridge, gave me the gift of gab, I get to talk with you, but I'd love to talk with you and have you call in. So if you want, 1-800-313-94, what the heck? I can't even remember. Oh, I call this all the time. 1-800-313-9443. Is that it, folks? Ladies and gentlemen, boy, this is a flustering time not to have this phone number coming in here, so I'm a little bit more than frustration. Okay, here we go. 1-800-313-9443. If you have any questions or comments or what you'd like to see, give me a call and we'll go over them. But in the meantime, I'm going to discuss with you what we were going to discuss with Jen Herron, and that is, first of all, some of the consequences that we face right now here in 2007. And here is a Los Angeles News from the Los Angeles Times, Southern Cal heat wave strains the power grid. And I'd like to have you remember that California grew from 16 million people back in 1965 to its current 37.5 million. And ladies and gentlemen, it's going to grow to 79.1 million people, virtually well over 42 million people in just 43 years from now by 2050. And no one's talking about it. And, of course, I talk about it, and we need to get it pushed out there. And, in fact, if you go to News with Views or Federal Observer or any of the other American Chronicle, where I write you will see one called The Hellhole Into Which We Fall. The Hellhole Into Which We Fall. That's on those websites. And Morty's Cabin, and, of course, patriotunion.org, and quite a few others. And the fact is, we just keep adding people, but the interview is with one of the individuals there in England, showing that we are just exceeding carrying capacity so fast. And here's just an example of it. September the 4th, 2007, Los Angeles, parts of Southern California, sweltered in triple-digit temperatures Monday as the heat wave stretched into the seventh day and contributed to power outages that left thousands without air conditioning. Temperatures soared to 102 degrees, and the Southern Edison said 20,000 customers in Los Angeles, Orange, Ventura, Riverside, San Bernardino counties had no electricity. And, of course, this goes on with San Diego Gas and Electric. And, of course, another 30,000 of its customers experienced outages on Monday, but electricity was restored to at least 22,000 of them. We need immediate energy conservation, or else we will be having rolling blackouts, Hidalgo said, and he's one of the big honchos there. In addition, 9,000 customers. Scattered parts of Los Angeles were without power Monday, and probably 90% of them due to the stress on the system due to the heat. Different pieces of equipment get fatigued and blow out, so they have to be replaced. The California Independent System Operator, which oversees the state's power grid, said no major shortages were expected, but it was urging customers to conserve electricity by setting air conditioning thermostats higher and waiting to use major electric appliances until after dark. Ladies and gentlemen, can you imagine this same story in the Los Angeles Times in 2030 or 2040 or 2050? Does it have any appreciation to you? Do you have an understanding of what it means? Now, we're going to go from that idea to another idea that hopefully you're going to appreciate, because this one is a story. If you want to, you can check it out on libertypost.org. Libertypost.org, and that will give you an idea of what we face and what continues to really hound us, if you will. And this is from North Bergen, reporter in New Jersey. And as I said in my book, Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, Deadly Consequences, the United States is immigrating millions of third world poor. They have no education. They suffer illiteracy. The only skills they have, or, of course, with their hands, such as landscaping and or painting and possibly roofing a house, if that, but at some point, even those jobs will not be available as more and more of them pour into this country. And so they become the new subclass poor of America. And the title of this story from the North Bergen, New Jersey reporter, Dozens of Immigrants Hiding in Cemeteries. And ladies and gentlemen, they are following us. They are creating their own colonias, as we've talked before. But here's what it says. Vagrants say they have nowhere to live besides North Bergen Graveyard. A 27-year-old man who would only give his name as Eduardo says that he has no choice but to call the Grove Church Cemetery in North Bergen near Union City his home. He is a native of Guatemala, but he's an illegal alien. He says he came to this country through Mexico and Texas, arriving in North Bergen after a family friend promised him construction work. Of course, great. We have a caller, but let me just get this last out here. That was in May. The job lasted 1 week, and with no place left to go, Eduardo has joined a handful of friends from Guatemala who now live in the cemetery. And he said in his Spanish, "I have little money, I have no house, I have no place to go, so I stay here." Last month, a North Bergen woman was dragged into the cemetery and sexually assaulted by someone who obviously knew the living arrangements there. While the person has not yet been found, a local church pastor told the paper time that as many as 35 people might be living in the cemetery. And on a recent Friday, during a four-hour period between 1 and 5 p.m., there was an amazing scene at the graveyard. Hispanic males of all ages carrying plastic bags, apparently filled with food, parading through the cemetery toward the far back right corner and crawling through an opening in the fence. In fact, the reporter counted 135 separate men in the era. One man was openly relieving himself. Another was wearing a Walkman stereo headset, lying on the grass between the two headstones, sleeping. Most were stumbling, appearing intoxicated. An elderly Hispanic male, perhaps in his 60s, sat next to a mausoleum in his underwear, wearing no shoes or socks. He was with a younger Hispanic male who wore the New York Jersey's jet jersey and openly drank from a brown paper bag. One after another, these men brazenly walked to the cemetery like it was their home. In their eyes, it is. And the church keeps giving away meals. While most entered through the cemetery, others entered through the back of a used car lot on Kennedy Boulevard, three blocks away, but they were in the same condition as the others, disheveled, dirty, stumbling, and staggering, presumably drunk. And the Reverend Douglas Shepler, the pastor of the Grove Reformed Church, which lies on the grounds, said that he was aware of the homeless problem. Of course, he is helping it happen. Ladies and gentlemen, all I can say, can you imagine, and this thing goes down through sexual assaults that occurred last month in the cemetery. There are now 3,000 homeless in the county, North Bergen and that place. And, of course, Eduardo says, and until then, as Guatemalan pals will call the cemetery home, it's not that bad. It's peaceful. No one bothers us. He's hoping that he can find someone to give him a job, any job. Until then, he's sleeping on a makeshift, three blankets and a pillow on the grounds of the North Bergen Cemetery. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know why anybody thinks that George Bush and this Congress can sit here and say these people will do the jobs that Americans won't do. What happens when there are no more jobs that the Americans won't do? We are just going to have unbelievable consequences. We have a caller from Connecticut. Sir, could you state your name and thanks for joining the show and love to have a question or a comment.
Yes, this is Jeff Points from Chelsea, Massachusetts.
Jeff from Massachusetts. Was just there last summer. Thanks for calling.
Oh, well, that's it. Well. Anyways, I'm thinking to myself, which is, what about the concept of death squads? In other words, you look at the countries like Chile, northern Brazil, and countries like that. This is the manifestation of third worldism, which is, if the problem doesn't get solved, foreigners will come here and establish death squads just like they do in their countries. And you will have massive death in the streets, and you have massive starvation, and you'll have a gap between the rich and the poor. I mean, people always like to talk about predicting the future. Look, all you have to do is just look at countries around the world. Look at the Middle East. In Israel, you have fighting between the Muslims, the Jews, and the Christians. And in some of these other Muslim countries, you have Katusha rockets being fired in the streets. I think that's in Lebanon. I could be wrong.
Yeah, well, actually, there's those kind of rockets are being fired in Lebanon, but also we've got RPG rounds, rocket-propelled grenades being shot literally everywhere in these kind of war-torn countries. But you're very correct in the fact that we are importing the kinds of chaos that now sees itself in these third world countries. And I have to agree, the more the poverty continues, the more you're going to have the distress and the tension that it creates, but you're also going to have such an extraordinary poor class that we won't be able to solve it once it gets manifested in bigger numbers.
Well, that's it. And let me extend this fact, which is like I said, I always hear these neocons and all these talking heads talking about predicting the future and how rosy things are going to be, and I say that is completely ridiculous. That is against academic intelligence, which is I hear the music.
All right, Jeff. Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate those thoughts. And we are definitely on a downward slide, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with Connecting the Dots. Call in. That's 800-313-9443. See you in a few.
Are Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us tonight. We're doing an ad hoc medley of what we face as a country. And I want to just finish up on this homeless thing, because most people in this country don't have a clue. We've got 300 million, maybe 320 million, 327 million, according to the Vanderbilt study. And, of course, you have listened to my friend, the physicist, Don McKee, and he's really saying that we're around 332 million at this point in time. And you, of course, know that there are homeless in the country. And if you've been on one of the other programs, you know that we have at any one time well over 1 million homeless adults and something close to a million homeless children. And at any time during the year, according to the homeless.org, I believe, you can check it out or write me and I'll give you the exact address of the website. It's not on the tip of my tongue. 3.3 million homeless in America any time during a figure or one-year time period. And so here in this neighboring New York City, there are thousands of homeless living in Hudson County, based on count done by a consortium in 2006, 2,973 homeless, and that's considered an undercount. And one of the other things, that's in New York City, ladies and gentlemen. Can you imagine as we continue to bring in 2 million people from third world countries into this country every year at the bare minimum? Here is from the New York Times. Third world slums began appearing in our southwest all along our border with Mexico in the 1980s, and they are steadily expanding like cancers. They're called colonias, which is Spanish for new neighborhoods or colonies. In fact, these colonias are Mexican colonies on our soil, typical Mexican slums inhabited partially, not if not mainly, by illegal Mexican aliens. That's how the New York Times described these slums. Colonias, ringers for settlements just south of the border. These colonias are created by greedy landowners who divide up their land into tiny lots and then sell them or rent them to desperately poor Hispanics. The developers of these slums don't develop them all. They build no houses, no sewers, no paved streets, no water pipes, have no power lines, arrange for no garbage pickup, nothing. They just carve up their land into tiny parcels and collect the money. The poor, many of them illegal aliens, just build whatever shacks on these lots that allow them their humble lives. And, of course, the New York Times said, and I quote, "Rusted trailers and shacks nailed together from tar paper and packing pallets without indoor toilets, the mounds of uncollected trash that attract large rats," and it just goes on from there. And, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just funny. Here is the words of the Times as they use the articles to say about these colonias: chaotic, contaminated, crisis, despair, disenfranchised, explosive, fecal, filth, glaring, illegal, inadequate, jumbled misery, neglect, pain, polluted, poor, poverty, powder keg problems, putrid, ramshackle, shanties, shocking, sick slum, stench, struggle, suffering, tragically unsanitary, wrenching. Well, you get the picture, but here's the real kicker, ladies and gentlemen. According to the Times, the 1988 total population of the border colonias was 185,000. The 1995 total was 500,000. If the colonies keep growing at this rate, their combined total population will equal the current population of Mexico City, about 20 million, in the year 2021, except they will not be in Mexico City. They will be here on our side of the border. Ladies and gentlemen, these kinds of realities are what our children are going to face in a heart blink of time, a heartbeat of time, and it just astounds me that no one is standing up in this country. And yet this little story right here should really bring it home for you that these illegal aliens, all of these immigrants, even legal immigrants, are turning into unbelievable welfare state victims, and we are the victims as the taxpayers, and as they undermine our jobs, our lower standard of living. And now, Calderon. Let's go to another subject here. Calderon, Mexico's president after Fox, just attacked the United States for its inhumane immigration policies, when, ladies and gentlemen, Mexico's policies are not only twice as stringent as ours are, they actually enforce theirs. And so that's the really big joke about Calderon. And he said Mexico does not end at its borders. Where there is a Mexican, there is Mexico. And ladies and gentlemen, if you look at the Kentucky Center for Immigrant and Refugee Rights, it secures its national coordinators and others there in Lexington, you're starting to see an overwhelming overload. And, of course, you're also noticing there are now 56 Mexican consulates in our major cities across America helping these illegals to establish themselves and, in fact, move into the mainstream of America and creating their own form of America vis-a-vis Mexico right here in our country. And guess who's paying for it? Guess who the lucky people are? They get to pay for it. So Mexico does not end at its borders. Where there is a Mexican, there is Mexico. And as you can imagine, we have somewhere between 10 and I would bet 14 million illegal aliens from Mexico in our country now, fully over one-tenth of Mexico's population. If that riles you, give me a call, 1-800-313-9443. Next, we're going to go off to another one here that just happened, and that's Muslims are now taking over in schools in New York City, and they're creating Muslim, Islam, Arabic schools on American taxpayer dollars. We'll be right back to talk about that after these comments. Thanks for joining us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you once again for joining us on Connecting the Dots. And today is, of course, a medley. Jan Herron couldn't join us, and so I'm giving you an appreciation for what we're facing as a nation. Immanuel Kant, the great philosopher, said the two great dividers are religion and language. And now we have a Muslim, perfectly and totally funded American public school where Islam and Muslim and Arabic are now the sole language in the school, as reported on ABC Tonight by Charles Gibson, and your taxpayers are paying for this. And I want you to really have this clear in your mind. This is part of the continuing salvo to destroy the sovereignty of the United States of America. If you tried to put an English school into Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Iran, Syria, Kurdistan, or any other country, they would laugh you into jail. They would fall down on their knees laughing instead of praying to Allah. That's how absurd it is. I'm seeing my own country kowtow, bowing to this extraordinary loss of our nation and the cohesiveness of our nation. You start having Muslims start speaking Arabic, like in Detroit. You have Mexicans taken over in the Southwest and many other cities. you are going to see, and you're already in the process of seeing, a fractured, balkanized, disjunctive, and dysfunctional nation that cannot survive. And I think it was Lincoln that said, a house divided cannot stand. We have a caller, Mike from Maryland. You have a few comments on what's going on tonight here at Connecting the Dots. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much, and thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you,
sir. All the information that you disseminate and, you know, your knowledge and history and current events.
Well, thank you. I wish I could go back to my writing for teenagers and doing my adventure books, this time in history calls, and I feel called because I have seen what's coming, and the whole thing is just terrifying beyond in the appreciation out there. So I thank you for bringing that up, and I appreciate it.
Well, you know, we can't go back to Kansas anymore as much as we would like to, you know?
No, we can't, Mike.
But, you know, I mean, this whole thing, I mean, is a school in New York, is it all Muslims going there, or is it strictly a Muslim school only for Muslims?
Any American can go there, and anybody in there. There are more than just Muslims going there, but it is all spoken and teaching in Arabic.
Well, where are the lawsuits? Where are people up in arms? I mean, for goodness sakes, you know?
You know, sometimes, you know, Mike, that is the great question. As we watch this country disintegrate, as we watch the loss of our sovereignty, of our borders, of the foolhardy charade of the war on terror with front door open here on the southern borders to any and all terrorists, and a president who is completely either deranged or dysfunctional or self-deluded. I don't know. I can't figure out how that man can operate daily and pretend to have some kind of sanity or balance or rational reasoning process, but somehow he does it. And as he does it, he just drags this country further and further into the vortex of a separated, dysfunctional, and completely disjunctive society. I don't know how. It takes my breath away.
Well, you know, and I want to talk a little bit about the illegal alien situation, too.
Yes.
But it's like, you know, God dang it, I forgot what I was going to say. Basically, I mean, you know, the ACLU, of course, is strangely quiet, which proves my point that AC stands for anti-Christian, you know?
Well, the ACLU, no question, those people, when anything really bad happens, such as the Newark massacre, or such as the shootings of the police officers in Dallas or here in our city of Denver, or Americans get killed by all of the illegal aliens or the drugs and the MS-13 gang, you don't see the ACLU even making a, they don't even hold their breath. They just keep breathing.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're very selective in the cases that they pursue. But this whole thing with the trucking situation, I mean, I can't imagine the mayhem that they're going to cause by, badly kept up rigs, by bald tires, by probably drunks or people on drugs, you know, and the coyotes. Must be salivating over this because they're going to be able to bring them in by the truckload.
That's correct. And one thing, because I am a former trucker of 24 summers on the road that supplemented my teaching career.
Sure.
One of the things that I know for a fact, and for 5 years I was the head trainer and safety officer for United Van Lines here with Johnson Storage and Moving in Denver, Colorado. I, at the time, was able to say yes or no to drivers who had actually already gotten their CDL driver's licenses, but if they didn't pass my stringent test and I saw holes in their driving ability or holes in their driving technique, I either said, correct this, and here's how you correct it, and I would have to see that correction, or I would say thumbs down to them for the company, and they were not allowed to be hired further. And one of the things that, if anybody out there remembers, you may not have heard it, but here in Colorado, we are the people smuggling capital of the West. The illegal aliens come through here on vans, 20, 30, 40 a day, carrying anywhere from 30 to 40 illegal aliens stuffed into these things like sardine cans, but they're still breathing. And every time a snowstorm hits, these drivers in these four-wheeled vans spin out, crash, kill people. The last one in March was 4 people killed and 11 got to stayed alive. And can you imagine, Mike, an 18-wheeler being driven by a Mexican who has never heard of a logbook, who has never heard of time regulations, who has never had a safety check, and who has no understanding of America's English laws and signs and protocol, and he's running 40, 50, 60,000 pounds of freight or steel or whatever he's hauling in that freight box, can you imagine the first crack-up on the first inclement weather, and can you imagine the American families that are going to be involved in that?
Oh, it's totally insane. It's like we're committing national suicide. I try to tell people about this, and most of the time they just shrug their shoulders or they don't believe me. But I don't want to take up too much time on the line. You keep up the good work, and I don't know, maybe something will come of this. I don't know.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, Mike. Thanks for calling.
Take care.
Hello to Maryland. I appreciate your call. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to put one other thing out on the table. As far as those truckers coming in from Mexico, over 100 trucking firms are now going to be in a pilot program. They're going to be able to come north of the border, more than the 25-mile limit that was previously set. And those truckers are the truckers of Mexico. They have virtually, again, as I said, as a teacher, I know that the average truck driver in Mexico and the average citizen has a sixth-grade reading level, a sixth-grade education. Can you imagine if you put a sixth-grade kid into an 18-wheeler and said, here, go drive the highways of America going 70 miles an hour with 60 or 70 or even 80,000 pounds of freight or steel. Can you imagine what would your sixth grader do if they had to use some kind of judgment? And, of course, a sixth grader doesn't use much judgment. And that's why, as a trainer and as a teacher, I can tell you, there are already some gravestones being carved for American families after these Mexican drivers get to ply America's highways, and it is going to be really ugly, and we can all give it to George Bush because he's the one who forced this thing through. I'll say this right now. George Bush is a sorry public figure in the 21st century for not only all of the charade that he's put on the American people with the war on terror, sending our kids off to get killed in another mini Vietnam. The man has no moral compunction by allowing trucks from a third world country that is probably the most corrupt in the Western Hemisphere to allow those trucks into this country. He's whomever dies because of these truck drivers, those deaths are directly attributed to George Bush, the president, the United States of America right now, and it is beyond my comprehension and it's beyond my understanding. Now, one of the other things, we have another caller. I think it's Henry from Connecticut. Henry,
hello.
You have a comment on tonight's medley of events.
Yes, hi.
Pleasure to have you.
Yeah, you mentioned this Muslim thing in New York.
I'm just sick to my heart about this.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something, Frosty. I've known this for years. I'm not really surprised with New York City. And as we're seeing all the, I don't want to sound like I'm a this or a that, but all the Jewish and Zionist stuff that goes on down there. But there is a very strong communist, and I'm not talking about communists like certain health care and stuff like what they talk in Massachusetts, but at least they're kind of pro-American and not anti-white, okay? But I'm talking about New York City. There is a strong, kind of anti-white nonsense down there to think that, I listen to the FM stations like BAI and only talk about slaves and this and that. And if you ever were down, you've been there. You've got Indians, you got people walking the streets in Queens.
You got Pakis, you got.
Right, with turbans on. I mean, this is just a few years ago. And everybody's leaving. And there were people that left New York back in the late 70s, early 80s. That might have been from crime, but left Queens even. But there were people I used to talk on the CB in the late 1980s that from 85, from 87, and in fact, I guess from about 1996, 97, 98, or even a little earlier, they were gone. And now when I turn, if I turn on the CB when I was in Queens about a few years ago, all I hear is Spanish and Urdu and this, everything that Bob Grant said on his show.
Oh, yeah, sure. Bob Grant was one of the...
Oh, yeah, he warned about it in the 70s. Yeah.
Yeah, George Putnam said the same thing, and Bob Grant. Those guys were really the harbinger radio talk show hosts that really knew what was coming in. And Bob Grant is retired, and George Putnam at 93 is still talking, you know, about the whole thing.
Well, give me an example. Look, I think what Imus said was foolish, okay? But I'll give it a double standard there. He said what? Kinky something hose. Well,
yeah,
I didn't know how to spell that word. Right. I didn't even know how to spell that word. I thought it was H-O-E or H-O-W.
If you took it semantically, he didn't say anything bad because nappy-headed, H-O-E-S, I mean, really, that has nothing to do with nothing. It doesn't spell anything.
Yeah, but here's the point.
But it was a connotative, of course.
Yeah, but here's the point. At the exact same proximity, exact same show he got, you flip to FM, you hear in Hot 97, they have records there saying the N-word.
Oh, I know.
About 20 times. I walk down the street one day in Queens. I'm hearing these guys standing here, black guys. And they use that, they had to be using that word about 17 times.
I'm not kidding. I've heard some of the rap music, and it is self-racially degrading. It is self-racially despicable. It is, for any race to degrade itself, and I've traveled so much throughout the world, and wherever I've gone, humanity in its own is beautiful in its own, it's wonderful in its own, it's marvelous. I mean, it's the multifaceted creations of creativity. If you want to call it God's garden of humanity, I don't care what you call it, but
right. All
the races, they've got their own special distinction and flavor and all that goes with that. And that's to be honored because it is a beautiful part of the entire planet. And when you have this self-degradation,
yeah,
and all that goes with that on such a high level, it can't help but create self-loathing in the individuals that follow that kind of mindset. As you think, you act. And as you act, you become. And so often what you act and you think really becomes your destiny. And if we start to see more self-loathing and more of the citizens of this country and of this civilization, you will then see a psychological downgrading and a loss of a sense of pride of nation, of a pride of communities, a sense of responsibility to the communities. And then is when you start to see the degrading of or the degradation of a civilization. And I don't know how much longer we can continue along that path with this kind of degraded self-concept.
Yeah, you're right. I agree with you, but I will tell you, I do believe in free speech. I think they have a right to do what they want.
Oh,
but what it is that Imus makes a comment, but that FM station is still there, Hot 97.
Right.
And I hear F word, and I mean, the things that Imus said, that's kindergarten compared to the stuff you hear in there. And I'm not saying some of those rappers do also, there's some of them that got a lot of money. They
right.
do put money in things. That's true, as well as themselves. I mean, as well as their own, you know, even the sex stuff with the girls and stuff, that's kind of funny as long as it's like a sex for pleasure. But what they just calling her B and beating her around like you're a dog, not because like...
Yeah,
you know,
some of that stuff is beyond degrading.
It depends on the way it's done. And,
right.
and the way it's
funny,
done is more degrading
it's
than...
somewhat
than,
up on the high side.
Yeah, it's more degrading than... But I'm talking about people, not even the music. I'm talking about walking. They call it... I'm hearing that word. You know, when I was down there, I'm hearing it. They're coming up here. I mean, I don't have a lot, but they're in the Bridgeport area, and I'm seeing all these Hispanics and seeing all. But I hear that word. But it's such a double standard. But this business with this country, there's some. I'm not surprised with New York because they really They had a problem with that even since the 70s, never did anything about it.
Right.
They always think of something to celebrate that 50% or 41% is foreign-born, and it's all non-white, third-world people. And it used to be some people who would come from Germany and stuff to come into Richmond Hill, Queens. I don't think they're coming there anymore, and I think the word's got around, even to Europe, about what all of New York is like. And, of course, upstate New York used to be predominantly white in Buffalo. They've left because of the jobs there. There was no jobs there. Upstate New York is like Appalachia, by the way.
Right. Well,
it's
and
just
I'm aware of that. One of the things also that London, England, just the last year or two, 200,000 British have left there and immigrated down to New Zealand, but mostly into Australia. And so what you're seeing is...
Yeah, I heard that, too, with the Netherlands.
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah,
they left
and,
their
and
own
the
country.
The Netherlands,
right.
Yes. And
yeah.
Holland, they're immigrating out of Holland because the Muslims are taking over there. That's what we're all facing. We're actually displacing ourselves out of our own country and really creating enclaves and balkanization. And this Islam church there in New York City, that's just the opening salvo. What happens when it spreads to 10 other school districts?
Oh, it's a disaster, because I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you right now, I think people white are leaving Queens. There was 30,000 blacks that left New York, but
they have a
gay school, too, called
Black
Harvey.
Americans, it's really a tragedy. Henry, thanks for calling, and thanks for listening from Connecticut. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots. We'll be right back after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us here at Connecting the Dots. Once again, we're having an interesting discussion, and some of the people who have called in, we've got One more call, just a few comments from Rick from Nevada. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you. In my view, the problem is not that Islam is taking over the world. It's that Christianity is in decline. Christians ought to shore up their own house and look at themselves in the mirror and restore their faith and restore their religion. Then they'll see that that things can turn around. You know, this crying and whining about Islam doesn't make it with me.
Oh, understood. Again, when you have so many people that make so many assumptions, certainly if you look at all the Christian programming here in the United States, all they do is sit there and circle around themselves and talk within themselves, and they're watching their country simply literally get slipped out from underneath them. And I would have thought 10 years ago or even more that the Christian shows that say, folks, we got a bunch of folks that are not so thrilled about how we operate in this country. They want to change it into their own country. And you'd think, and you would have thought, that all the big Christian programming, certainly PTL Club, would have said, hey, folks, let's start doing something. But, yeah, you're watching just the complete loss of the country. And Christians who really created this country, let's face it, Christianity is what created this country, sustained this country. You didn't see any Muslims fighting there at Valley Forge. You didn't see any Buddhists or Hindus. You didn't see any Pakistanis running in there, and you didn't see any Iraqis giving their lives, and you didn't see any of those Muslims or otherwise fighting in World War II, certainly in Korea, and not in World War I. This is and has been and was up until now a Christian nation, and now it's just simply getting its
well, I'm not here to blow smoke up anybody's nose, but in my estimation, I'm neither a Christian, a deist, or a Buddhist, a Muslim, or any other member of a faith.
Yeah, well, then that's
I'm a constitutionalist, and I believe that in the long run, that document is what separates the United States of America from the beasts.
From everything. There's no question, Richard. That's the U.S. Constitution is the single document created in this country that makes everything possible for everyone. And I see it just simply vanishing right before our eyes. And as we bring in lesser and lesser educated, aware, astute people into this country, we can only degrade the country into the mirror of that which comes into the country. And, I mean, that's just a harsh reality. In other words, could you possibly think that the United States Constitution could operate in Bangladesh? I hear you laughing.
another thing I wanted to bring up is that, yes, the invasion from the South is a hard deal.
Yes.
But I think a lot of us are contributing to that by buying from Walmart, for instance. Because if you think the invasion from the South is bad, wait until those folks are making about the same we are, and everybody is trying to compete with Chinese prison slave labor.
That's right, at 22 cents an hour.
I mean, we're already doing that, but it's going to get worse if we keep buying from Walmart.
That's right. Every time, Rich, that you buy from Walmart, you're slitting your own throat, period.
Exactly. Hey, I appreciate your program, man.
All right, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots. It was a medley of ideas and points and great calls from around the nation. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Frosty Wooldridge. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. Thank you for joining us at Republic Broadcasting. We'll see you next time. Godspeed and God bless.
It's true.